Hi, this is Paul Wenke. Rights of Swing and I are not here tonight. We'll return again next week with another large ensemble music program. Instead, stay tuned for Sweet Honey in the Rock, a WILL special presentation. Sit back and enjoy.
In celebration of Sweet Honey in the Rock, an interview with Bernice Johnson Regan, produced by Celeste Quinn. For more than 10 years now, Sweet Honey in the Rock has stirred audiences of all colors with songs of the black experience. The five women who make up the group sing original and traditional pieces. Their voices blend magnificently to whisper lullabies and love songs, to cry out against injustice, to praise God, and celebrate life. The group was formed in 1974 by Bernice Johnson Regan.
The power in Sweet Honey in the Rock is not in Sweet Honey in the Rock. The power of sound that's in Sweet Honey in the Rock is in Black American culture. Sweet Honey in the Rock has been successful in organizing herself so that that sound moves through the group. In this way, we are sort of a medium. So I've always known that if you put together a group of black people who have had some affinity to singing together, you're going to get powerful music. And as director of the voice director for the DC Black Repertory Company, I'd actually been working with the actors and actresses on vocal development, so I had some real sense and had been producing some very powerful music with that large group of artists, so that I never considered whether Sweet Honey would be powerful, and that wasn't an issue. That's a given for me. I don't think I would ever be in a group that was not powerful. I don't know anything about singing together with a group of people and not producing power. I guess when I think of Sweet Honey, I think that the thing that's been consistent is just continuing to search for the way so that the music keeps coming through.
There's godlike and warlike and strong like only some show, and there are sad like and mad like and had like we know, but by my life be I spirit, and by my heart be I woman, and by my eyes be I open, and by
say slowly brings the least shock, but no matter how slow that I walk, there are traces, empty spaces, and doors of locks, but by my life be I spirit, and by my heart be I woman, and by my eyes be I open, and by my hands be I hold.
You young ones, you're the next ones, and I hope you choose it well. Though you try hard, you may fall prey to the jaded jewel, but by
your lives be you spirit, and by your hearts be you women, and and by your eyes be you open, and by your hands be you whole.
Listen, there are waters hidden from us. In the maze we find them still, we'll take you to them. You take your young ones, may they take their own in turn, and by
our lives be we spirit, and by our hearts be we women, and by our eyes be we open, and by
the first group were made up. I was the only person in the group who was not in theater as a career. And then as those members moved on with their career, we increasingly began to get members who were first, or music was more important, or had a chance of being a priority. By now, if you're in Sweet Honey and the Rock, then Sweet Honey has to be a priority. And just working through that has, and being able to understand that has taken all of the time we give to it. And finding and helping to develop an organization like Roadwork, which is a cultural organization based in Washington, D.C., that produces cultural events on the local level and helps women artists with booking, has been crucial, because we had to have someone who was willing to work with our need to be a community organization, but also to travel and not to do long tours. And it took some doing without a lot of financial remuneration. But all of that for me comes into when I try to think of the way to keep the music coming out. We don't share lifestyles. We are all very independent. We don't live together. All of us have secondary careers, and some fairly major, and we carry that business out. What we share is an intense respect for each other and a determination that we will protect and create the space to be artists. And that requires knowing something about the other person and watching for the other person. And inside of a black song, you have to hear yourself and hear everybody else in order to know what you're going to do at another time. And the extent to which that happens varies from one song to the other. Sometimes you learn your part and you stay in your part, and everything's going to be tight, in very much the way a more European style song is. And then other times the song is much more set in an African setting, so that you can get new things happening all of the time. And so you have to watch out for what's going to come up next.
I want you to listen to it. I want you to listen to it. I want you to listen, listen, listen to the rhythm. Won't you listen, listen, listen? Won't you listen? Won't you listen to the rhythm? Won't you listen, listen, listen to the rhythm? Won't you listen? Won't you listen? I want you to listen. I want you to listen. I want you to listen. I want you to listen, listen, listen to the rhythm. Won't you listen? 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 Won't you listen to the rhythm? To the rhythm, 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 rhythm. Do the rhythm, do the rhythm, do the rhythm. I want you to listen to the rhythm. I want you to listen to the rhythm. I want you to listen. I want you to listen. I
The major singer in our group who works with us in that area is Aisha Khalil. Now, when I say that, I'm saying that each singer in Sweet Honey in the Rock has a forte in a particular area of black song style. And so when we get to a certain kind of thing we're doing, we look to that person. So Aisha really does the most extensive work with us in improvisation. And what Listen to the Rhythm is Aisha laying out an essential pattern and a concept in lyrics and then exploring where it can go from there. And that's very exciting singing for me. I really love it. And she came into the group in 81. And up to the time she came into the group, we were doing very little. So that's been, for me, the most exciting work I've done vocally in the past few years. Now, improvisation is not absence of structure. You don't teach melodic patterns. You don't teach rhythmic patterns. So she would never say, do this particular thing. Aisha primarily will lay down a basic pattern. That pattern needs to be picked up. And then she will say after a session, Bernice, you came in before I knew what I was doing. That's a coaching. So that means the next time I'm watching her to see if I can feel when she settles down before I lay something I'm beginning to hear. And that's the teaching. Or sometimes we'll finish a song and we'll just go into nonverbal improvisation at the end of a song. And I will feel as if everybody's competing, that they're not listening to, so that they're not listening to the whole body of sound being created. So I'll say, let's go out of this song again, and this time listen to the body of sound and make sure your line is working with the body of sound. I never teach a line or say do this or that. But if I'm teaching another song, I will. But improvisation, the teaching you do has to do with training the ear and the spirit and some kind of timing, clues for timing. There is always the possibility, and I'm the only person who will do this, that I will start a song nobody's ever heard before on stage. And they know that that will come up. And they are expected to get through that song in a way that's not embarrassing to the group. So Sweet Honey concerts are a workshop to that extent. So there's always work being done on stage. We don't stop songs too often. But every once in a while, we'll stop a song and start it over. Somebody will pull somebody off a part and send them to another part while the song is going on. So all of that's done. And the aim is to make the song. You start the song, and any adjustments that you need to make to create the song, you do it. You just push things around. And everybody does that, sort of feels how it's going. And if it opens up and it strikes and everything's in place, you just lean back and let the song come out. But if you open up and something's not right, you start shoving people around until it settles down. Once it settles down, then you make the song.
Why do you fly so fast? Why do you fly so fast, sweet bird of you? Mm. And then I saw an old man. I saw him up in the window. When he started grinning, I knew he wasn't content. Especially when he said, maybe tomorrow, sweet bird of youth will fly by. Why do you fly so fast? Why do you fly so fast? Why do you fly so fast, sweet bird? Sweet bird of you.
I started the group, and I operate on the principle that everybody has to be a leader and everybody has to be a strong chorus singer. Your choral work is probably more important than your solo work, but you can't avoid those two responsibilities. And in addition to the solo work, everybody has to write material. Now, with some singers, that takes years. You know, they're in the group for 3 or 4 years and before they will bring in a song. And they'll bring in a song and they'll take it back. But what that does is keeps new colors and sounds coming into the group. My writing is dense, very heavy, so that when Sweet Honey first started, our repertoire leaned heavily on the things I wrote, so that when Izai Barnwell came in, she wrote Breaths and Children. These are two songs on Good News album. It was like some air got let into the group. The range was incredible in terms of the additional colors. And she writes with using different colors in different moods. Evelyn Harris also uses a very different range of colors. so that, and Aisha also, so that every member of the group, when they carry out their responsibility as singers or as repertoire developers, they expand the possibilities. And that has been wonderful work. The other place the range turns up is in the subjects we cover. And that has to do with my feeling that women in general are socialized to be all over the place, to see more than one thing, and that there's no reason for us to be typecast as only doing protest songs or only doing love songs or only doing religious songs, that within the scope of our day and our lives, we experience a wide range of experiences, and the range is expressed that way. The song forms that we do, whether they're work songs or spirituals or gospels or hymns or blues, rhythm and blues, soul, jazz, those are brought in by the person who brings in the song. And we do the best we can with the forms that are required for a particular song.
Boom, 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 boom,
expresses incredible desperateness and a kind of fury and anger. And at the same time, it's backed by this thing that's doom, 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 doom. That means you're going to go right on. You can be yelling, screaming all you want, but you ain't going nowhere. You know, you're really going to get through this. And that lesson is basic to a black philosophy of survival. If you don't have it, you can't survive. And it's a dancing song. The mood that background provides sets the rhythm the body responds to. And a lot of people say, oh, it's not appropriate to feel good when there's so many harsh things being said. When we sang that song in England, they said, why do I feel good with your songs, even when you're saying these terrible things? And songs are for the celebration of life. And there is no reason a song is supposed to bring you down. That's not what a song is for. There is also no reason a song is supposed to avoid the truth about your experience. So that in a song like Bow for My Life, which is written by Evelyn Mariah Harris and led by Evelyn Mariah Harris, and by the way, the song echoes her personality. She's really like that. You know, she's got a strident personality. And she can be cutting, and that song shows it. That opening line, I'm aware of my condition because of what's been missing, human rights for the people of color. The white man's disease is the same across the seas. He's full of greed, and he'll stab his own mother. Well, when she brought the song in, I thought, oh, now how am I going to introduce this song? And I introduced this song by talking about Kipling's White Man's Burden poem. And the whole thesis of colonialism was that white people left Europe and they were going out to save the world, the heathens and all of this stuff. And it was such a burden to take on to bring us into light. Of course, we know that the colonialism really was not about saving all of these colored people of the world. But there is that mindset. What he called the white man burden, she calls the white man's disease. And the thing we try to say is that you don't have to have it, so that every white person does not have to have this disease. Or if you're afflicted with this disease, you don't have to die of it, you know. And that it is a disease and it is not unique to white people, that other people can also have it. And it's been a real challenging song to try to present in mixed audiences, in addition to what happens in the music. There are lots of things that come out in the text that have to be worked on.
We who believe in freedom cannot rest. We who believe in freedom cannot rest until it comes. We who believe in freedom cannot rest. We who believe in freedom cannot rest until it comes. Until the killing of black men, black mothers, sons, is as important as the killing of white men, white mothers, sons. We who believe in freedom cannot rest. We believe in freedom cannot rest.
which touches me most is that I had a chance to work with people, passing on to others that which was passed on to me.
Come on.
We who believe in freedom and that freedom comes. To me, young people come first.
They come first.
They have the courage where we fail. And if I can but shed some light as they carry us through the gate.
To shine on me,
I need to be one in the number as we stand against tyranny.
Myself don't mean a whole lot. I've come to realize that teaching others to stand and fight is the only way I struggle to survive. Oh, are we who believe in freedom?
A friend of mine was making a film about a woman named Ella Baker, who I consider my mother in the civil rights movement. She was an advisor to the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee. She was executive director of SCLC. She was a head of membership for NAACP when it went over 1 million members for the first time during the 40s. During the 30s, she organized milk drives in Harlem during the Depression so people could get food. So she's a master organizer and has she's in her 80s today. And the film was being made about her, and I was asked to write. I was asked to do the music and to write a song. And so I took the phrases from different things she said. And it was one of the easiest songs I've ever written. You can't have the anger without hope. I mean, anger cannot put out the light for hope. And I think Ella Baker, one of the things I realized as I looked at the footage for the film was how often she talked about young people. And she really thought that what she did was very important, but she looked to young people for what she should be doing. She picked up her cues from people younger than she was. And I just thought that was one of the most marvelous things. And to have someone in her 80s saying that, when we're used to people, oh, what's happening to the young people these days? What, they're apathetic, they just don't care. And she just had none of it. She kept looking to people who were 40 and 50 years younger than she was to see what she should be looking at, because she trusted their eyes. And she also trusted their tenaciousness and their power and fervor, that she was not afraid at how radical teenagers and how extreme teenagers and young adults can be about anything. She, in fact, thought that that's some of the most refreshing work you can do in your life. And one of the nicest things for an older person is to be in a relationship where they can support that kind of spirit. And it was marvelous to me as a young woman to have an Ella Baker to go to who was never upset. I left school during the Civil Rights Movement. I walked out of Spelman College. I did go back to finish, but when I left, she sent for me, and I thought I was going to be taking an exam. She questioned me. She asked me all of these questions about where was I going, why did I leave, and and when she finished, she says, well, you thought it out. And I thought I'd gotten an A. It's like Ella Baker thought I really had thought it out. And I felt good about not only, I knew I had to do what I did, but it was really good to have this checker who is not afraid of the kinds of moves we would make. And she was that kind of person. But she really was upset around racism, exploitation, discrimination. It was just very, very hard for her to take it. And so the anger is also there.
We will not bow down to racism. Yeah. We will not bow down to injustice. We will not bow down to exploitation. What you gonna do?
Just can't tolerate racism.
I just can't tolerate
injustice.
I just won't tolerate
exploitation.
What you gonna do?
I'm gonna stand.
I don't know. I don't know despair. I've experienced pain, disappointment, and hurt, and despair feels like hopelessness. And I also know depression. There are times when you're down and you're blue. But I don't know. I know that sometimes we are sent songs and I look at the song, and if I don't see that the person believes that there's another time, another place, and that they can make a difference, I won't touch it. I don't see any reason in echoing that. It's interesting. Nobody's ever asked me that before, but I avoid staying in that hole.
I was thinking about Battle for My Life, which talks about alcoholism and drugs, acknowledging our capacity for self-destruction. And the group is wonderful in its vulnerability and its willingness to be human. We get so much support from being with a group of women who don't tell you what to do but will fight anybody who tries to stop you from doing what you want to do. I think being in a group like that, I don't know what it means not to be in a group like that. Because Sweet Honey is 12 years old. So for 12 years, the last 12 years of my life, I've not existed without this intense sort of widely flung but very tight family who's always peeking at me and say, are you all right? Well, what is it you want? Do you know what you want? Well, go do it. To be surrounded by that kind of energy and to plug into it on a weekly basis moves your life to a whole nother level. And I think some of our positiveness and productiveness comes from the fact that in addition to being a singing group, we have had to learn how to be with each other in ways without making each other become like us. And that I think just gives you a lot of energy for another day, and to believe that you exist, since you exist, that there is a difference.
We all,
every one of us, have to come home again. We all, every one of us, have to come home again. Some of us were born on the bottom. We lived on the bottom. We grew up from the bottom. And then we declare that we never return to the bottom.
Well, you know,
we all, every one of us,
yes,
had to come home again. We all, every one of us.
This is In Celebration of Sweet Honey in the Rock. The group was formed in 1974 by Bernice Johnson Regan. Sweet Honey offers its audiences original sounds and sounds of the past. The program was produced by Celeste Quinn. This is Roger Cooper.
How long, how much more long, how long, how long, how much more long, how long, I wanna know how much more longer is I just gonna have to wait on you.
I've been a standing at the station, waiting for my change to come. I've been a standing at the station, waiting for my change to come. Well, if my change don't hurry up and get here, I'm gonna go have to get me some
change, that is.
How long?
How long?
How much more long?
How long?
How long?
How long?
How much more long?
How long?
I wanna know how much more longer is.
I just won't have to wait on you.
You know I've been out here a long time.
Mom,
I know what I'm talking about.
Mom,
you hold your breath for change to come, and we gonna have to carry you out.
How long?
How long?
How much?
How long?
How long?
I wanna know how much more longer is.
I'm just gonna have to wait on you.
Then I looked at the Statue of Liberty, but she didn't wave after me. I said I looked at the Statue of Liberty, but she didn't wave after me. You see, I was born in Haiti, and the Coast Guard dumped me in the raging sea. How long?
How long?
How long?
How much more long?
How long?
How long?
How
much more
long?
How long?
I wanna know how much more longer is.
I'm just gonna have to wait on you.
We bring more than a paycheck to our loved ones and families. We bring more than a paycheck to our loved ones and families. We bring more than a paycheck to our loved ones and families. More than a paycheck to our loved ones and families. We bring more than a paycheck to our loved ones and families.
Bring more than a paycheck to our loved ones and family.
I wanted more than a paycheck, but what I've got here today is more than I bargained for. When I walk through that door, I bring home asbestosis and silicosis,
long, long black lung disease, and radiation that hits the children before they've really been conceived.
We bring more than a paycheck to our loved ones and families.
We bring more than a paycheck to our loved ones and families.
I wanted more than a paycheck, but what I've got here today is more than I bargained for. When I walk through that door, I bring home
asbestosis and silicosis,
around long black lung disease,
and radiation that hits the children before they've really been conceived.
We bring more than just a little paycheck.
You're bringing more than a paycheck.
I'm bringing more.
Now workers lend an ear, 'cause it's important that you know that whatever we job, there is the fear that disease will take its toll. If not disease, then injury. My Lord, maybe fall or not. And if not injury, then stress is going to tie you up in knots. So we take home
more than a paycheck to our loved ones and families.
We bring more than a paycheck
paycheck to our loved ones and family. We bring more than a paycheck to our loved ones and family. We bring more than a paycheck to our loved ones and family.
Bring asbestosis and silicosis, brown, long, black, lung disease, and the radiation that hits the children before they really been conceived.
Been listening to Sweet Honey in the Rock. The musical selections you've heard are from We All, Every One of Us, on the Flying Fish Records label. The program is a production of WILL Radio, the broadcasting service of the University of Illinois.
Stay tuned. There's more jazz to come. Next, the American Jazz Radio Festival featuring B.B. King, and at 10 o'clock, Michael Roth and Just Jazz. This is WILL FM 90.9 in Urbana, Illinois.